The first question is, whenever a funeral is conducted, who is it for? God forbid someone passed away in your family and you are arranging a funeral. Are you doing it for yourself? Or are you doing it for the deceased? I know we say that we are doing all this for the memory of the deceased, to show him our respect. But he died. He does not feel any of this respect. Only we do. If he is not around anymore, then he doesn't care. So it's all just for us? It turns out that we are only pretending to be doing a beautiful ceremony and spending a lot of money for our loved one who has passed. But in reality, it turns out that we are doing all this for ourselves. So is a funeral that we arrange for our deceased relative a purely selfish event? Somehow it doesn't feel right. It cannot be true. You're right. It is not true. According to Judaism, a funeral ceremony is held on one hand to comfort the mourners, but on the other hand, and even mainly, for the departed. But he died. Judaism insists that only his body died. His soul continues to live, and the goal of a funeral is to make the soul's departure from this world easier, to alleviate some of the pain of the soul. The thing is, however, that the concept of an eternal soul is a purely religious idea. If you believe in only whatever is proven by science, then for you, a soul that lives after the death of its body cannot exist. If you believe that there is an eternal soul, then you must have some idea of where it goes after death. That is, you have to believe in some sort of heaven, hell, reincarnation, or something like that. All these are religious ideas. This means that from a non-religious perspective, you arrange a funeral of your loved one only for yourself, because the deceased is no longer here. You cannot do anything for him. From a religious perspective, the ceremony is in part aimed at comforting the mourners, and this is very important, but it is also and mainly aimed at helping the soul of the departed, because Judaism believes that his soul is continuing to live and it needs our support. I sometimes hear, well, my mother was not religious. Why should I do religious rituals at her funeral? Obviously, it is just an excuse. After the passing of a person who was observant, his non-observant children sometimes say, well, he was observant, but we are not. Why should we say Kaddish for him? As you see, these excuses can go in either direction. If you are not religious, then why hold a funeral at all? If you're not religious, then for you, your deceased relative cannot care or feel what you do. If you would hear, let's say, that after the death of a loved one, the family decided to just throw his body in the trash, I hope you would cringe, just like I did from this thought. But why? From a secular perspective, funerals are only for the relatives, and they can decide whatever is better for them, whatever feels good for them. Somewhere deep inside, we feel that it is not so. Somewhere deep inside, we understand that a funeral should be held for the departed. The Torah says that there is a number of things that we can do in order to make it easier for the soul of our loved one to leave this world. tahara, shrouds, saying Kaddish, etc. When you are offered to perform these rituals, you are asked to do something for your departed relative. So what is the point of a Jewish funeral, Shiva, saying Kaddish for 11 months? If you want to do everything just for yourself, then you could follow the secular rituals, and there is many of them. A Jewish funeral is your opportunity to do something for the deceased. And if you will ask for the assistance of a Chabad rabbi or any other Orthodox rabbi, they will be able to guide you and show you how you can do that.